Welcome everybody again. I don't know that anybody heard the welcome who's online. We welcome those online. You're listening to the Fishman Ministry South Carolina. I'm Paul, the pastor here. And Philip, come on up here and do something you're better, maybe better at than the board. The board is tag team chaos this morning.
The board is officially with my butt, guys, I tell you. Which is interesting because it does what you tell it to do. So where's the problem lie at? I wonder. I guess it's the user that has the problem, huh? Well, good morning, everybody. How has y'all's week been? Well, praise God. Praise God. Here, Brad, you're getting your truck this today, aren't you? That's a praise the Lord. That's a praise the Lord. You know, it's been absolutely wonderful week this week. It's neat how the Lord is. It's awesome how good He is. You know, we've been talking about abiding in the vine, talking about belief in Jesus Christ, not by our own righteousness, but by what He has done. And when there's all kinds of stuff hating you, and the storm's coming and the floods come, and you know you see the Lord in the midst of it, you know the Lord's with you in the midst of it, you know it's really not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. The Lord loves you. He wants you to be in the place where it's all about Him. And when it's all about Him, you know, what does the scripture says? In this world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And that's what we trust in. That's what we walk in. You know, it's not by anything that we do. It's about what He did. It's all about Him. Amen. I want to turn to, where was I? In Philippians 3. And some of the things that's been kind of hitting me lately is about, it's all about the Lord and what He's done. There's nothing that we could do to make ourselves righteous. There's no thing that we can present before the Lord that makes us righteous. It's all about what He's done. And all we do is simply choose Him and abide in Him. Amen. It says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. To tell you these things again, it's safe for you. And it doesn't bother me one bit. That's what he's saying. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Have no confidence in the flesh. And that's kind of the thing that I've been talking about. It's not about our righteousness. It's not about what we can't please God in this flesh. Can't please anybody in this flesh. Can't do it. We have no confidence in this and what we can do. Have none. No stock in that at all. Have stock in the Lord and what he did and what He can do. Amen. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Paul's saying here, look, if there's any man out there that thinks they can have confidence in the flesh, and that can, yeah, if it made you righteous, the works of this flesh, is if anybody thinks that they can have confidence in the flesh, I could do it more. I've done it more. But this is what he says about this. This is very interesting. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. I threw all this down. Threw it all down for Christ. And he gained something that was real, that was true, that I was worth hanging on to. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. He throws it all down. It's kind of like you're a doctor in science. You're this highly known doctor in science. You learned all these things. You've done all these great things in science or whatever the case may be. It could be anything, really. And you got this plaque on the wall. And that makes you righteous. That makes you somebody. He counted it as dung. He threw it down. It's nothing. It's garbage. It's crap. It's crap to gain the Lord. To win Christ. To know the truth. The forgiveness of sins. Relationship with the Father by Jesus Christ. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He presses forward. He forgets all that. To gain Christ, to have eternal life in Jesus. Throws it all down for the prize, that he might abide eternal, have eternal life in Christ Jesus. And I tell you, that's what I want. That's what I want. Is that what you guys want?
Right.
And nothing is greater than... Even I'm not sitting in heaven right now. I haven't not attained yet. But even walking on this earth, there is no greater joy than serving the Lord. To count all the things lost for Christ. That nothing else matters but serving the Lord. He loved me. He died for me. He shed on the cross for me. And was resurrected in power so I can have a relationship with the Father by Jesus Christ. And I simply just want to believe that. I want to trust that. And I just want to love him. Yes, Lord. And when it's not about you and it's about the Lord, there's no greater joy. There's no greater joy. It's an awesome thing. So here on this earth with this dead man strapped to my back, I still have joy. I still can have joy in Christ. Because it's all about him. It's all about what he's done for me. And I can receive that. And he's given it to me to receive and walk in. And walk in his grace every day. That is an awesome thing. And victory to the victory. Telling people about the Lord, saying they have the opportunity to receive that same Jesus I have received. I'm no different than anybody else out there. He died for the sins of the world. Died for all y'all in this room. And we can have a relationship and walk in that. All things were made for him and by him, for his good pleasure, for him. And when we were walking in that obedience, there's no greater joy. It's like you connected. It's like, oh, that's why we're here. Duh. That's why we're put on this earth. Duh. I know it. I know it in my heart. I know it to be true. I have a special purpose, Paul.
Steve Martin movie.
I have a special purpose. Well, not that I'm special by no means. The purpose is. And I just want to be, there's a battle going on there. You know, you can choose what side you want to be on. And be on Satan's side or be on God's side. There's really no in between. If you think there is, you're fooling yourself. I want to be on God's side. I want to be working for him. I want to be his soldier. Because his soldier is life. Being his soldier is life. His way is eternal life. Joy. Love. Peace. That's all. That's all in him. Then you got Satan's side. Death. Corruption. Killing one another. Fighting one another. I'm sorry, I don't want that. Been there too many times. Don't want it no more. Don't want it no more. That's what Paul's saying here. It was garbage. It was the pride of life. And he counted all dung to know the excellency of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done. Power of our God. Imagine a place where everybody's loving each other, preferring one another over themselves. Nothing but love. Nothing but love. God's love. Imagine a place like that. There is a place like that. And you know what? We should be practicing that same faith right now. We should be practicing that same love right now within the body. See, we want to be soldiers for Christ, right? We want to be his army, correct? Amen. Let's start loving each other now. Let's start preferring each other now. One day we're all going to stand accountable before God. He's going to say, what'd you take with what I've done with you? What'd you do with what I gave you? You know, I want to make it there. When I'm there, I want to still stay. I want to stay there. So if we want to stay there, it's about getting our. It's like a boot camp. This world's like a boot camp for when we go to heaven. And the time's now. Yes, we won't have this dead man strapped to our back, but the time's now. Start loving each other now. Telling others about our good Lord and Savior. About what he's done for them. And they can come in the sheepfold. All they got to do is receive it. It's right there. His hand's out. His hand's out. His hand's out to us. But guys, if we're walking in this flesh and we have any confidence in this flesh, we're not going to be doing that. See, it's because it's still going to be about you. It's going to be about your righteousness. It's going to be about what you've done, what you've accomplished. And it's not. It's about what Jesus did and what he accomplished. Where was I at? Okay, so he's talking about press forward toward the mark. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of Christ, of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Now that's a mouthful, and I tell you, I don't have full understanding of all that. But as he's talking about, for many walk, of whom have told you often and now tell you weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Look, I don't want to be that man who has the confidence in their flesh, who's saying, look what I can do. Look what I have done. When the Lord comes down, it's not going to be about that. It's not going to be about that. It's going to be, Lord, because I believed on what, that your grace was sufficient for me, that your Son died on the cross for my sins and was resurrected in power. I believe, Lord. I believed on that. I trusted on that. Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him as righteousness. What did he do? Believe him. And what we labor against is unbelief. What we labor against is unbelief. That's all this is about. That's all this is about. And Abraham believed God. And the works of his belief was that he offered Isaac up for a sacrifice. Believed God that through Isaac, that was the promise, was through Isaac, and that God had to resurrect him from the dead because he believed God that much, and he was obedient to God because what? He believed God. He believed God first. And he trusted him, and he walked in that. And with that, I'm done, Paul. Thanks for listening, guys.
It's always fun following you. There's just an immense, as I lose everything, there's immense number of places the Lord has brought to mind just having you touch on them. As I'm sitting there reading Philippians with you, and Paul's talking about, look, if anybody had anything glorying in the flesh, I more. Listen, I did it as close to right as it can get done. and it was worthless. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus, of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. Because the prize isn't how much stuff you get and how well you do, how well you follow the rules. The prize is Christ Jesus. And he had his head and his ways of thinking altered. He got, you know, batted upside the head and fell off the horse. Sometimes that's what it takes. You need to be found in him that be Jesus Christ, not with my own righteousness, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is by God, of God by faith. Next verse, that I may believe in him. Is that what it says? It says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. And to be, you're describing it, this is a process, sometimes not a pretty process. But he has to make a decision every day to keep pressing on towards that lofty mark. The knowledge of him, and he was also, Phil was hitting on this, is the confidence that we believe in him is us. How do we treat one another? How do we treat one another? We prefer one another. And 1 John, First John has more than several references to this, as does 2 John. And I'm about to go into the Gospel of John. But in 1 John 2, verse 9, he that saith he's in the light and hateth his brother is in the darkness even till now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. As long as you're doing that, there's no chance that you're going to fall. Now, our problem is we just don't understand what loving looks like, but it does. It means I care more about Brad. I care more about Philip than I do myself. And when there's a pat on the back coming, you know, good job, there's a good job. But when there's a, you need to look at this. You need to correct this. Did I love him enough to give him that as well? I have to prefer them and not what they think of me. Because it's not about me. I was sitting there listening this morning to a little bit of Jesus back and forth with the Pharisees again in John 8 and 9. And this is a guy who, this Jesus, this mystical person, just wouldn't do anything in his own best interest. He kept They kept picking up rocks to stone him, and he kept engaging them with, you know, healing people on the Sabbath in their presence and calling them children of the devil. And if there's any model that we're supposed to follow, it's his. He preferred not himself all the way to the cross, where he laid down his own life. It wasn't taken from him, he gave it. And I say all that to bring it to John 14:9. Philip just said, "Show us the Father, and it suffices us." Jesus said unto him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake." You've seen the works. Can you do them? Not right now. Can anybody do them? No. It's a very proof that I and the Father are one. This is what I've been doing around you. You've seen it. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father." What a good verse. "And whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Another good verse. All right, he is talking to his disciples. But he ties it all up in John 17, right? By the word of their testimony. Those that believe their word, they're all brought back in. All this stuff available to us. "If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it." "If you love me, keep my commandments." What are the commandments? And we just came from 1 John. He says he loves his brother. He who doesn't love his brother is in the darkness even until now. Right? If you hate your brother, you don't know Jesus. Jesus took and preferred everybody else that had lived, that is living with him, and that will live before himself. Took all their sin. Took it to the cross and covered it. "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." How sweet is that? "Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him." That's... It means he's going to show himself to you. That you may know him. That, like Paul says in Philippians, that I may know him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard now that I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I've told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father giveth me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Learning prefer Jesus, and in the same pattern, preferring your neighbors over yourself, the brethren over yourself, is obeying his commandments, is keeping his word. Sometimes it's joyous and sometimes it's grievous. Sometimes it's pretty and sweet, and sometimes it's not. But Jesus said, not my will, but thine. And then he took it for us. And we weren't worth it. And I can sit here and look at Phil and Brad and Angie, Hope, y'all aren't worth it either. But you know what? That's not my judgment. And Jesus' judgment was that you were worth it. So that makes me have to reassess my judgment. Because I wasn't worth it. And the goal is that I may know him. And this says he'll manifest himself to us, that we may know him. And that he won't leave us comfortless. And anything we ask in his name, he'll do it. Do I believe his word? Do I do his word? Well, I don't do it right like I ought to all the time. That's when James comes along and says, what? Blessed are you when you fall. Because even when we don't do it right, his grace is sufficient. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your perfect and complete promises. Lord, that we may apprehend that truth that is in your word, that may change our hearts and bring about a victory over unbelief. They were maybe strong to obey your word. It's not all that grievesome. It's not grievesome. That's what the word says. It's not grievesome. It's loving one another and loving Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to come together and share it and speak it to one another for your glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed.
God bless y'all. Have a great week.
Lord.